Yeah, I think you're giving me credit for the things that succeeded, but there were also some things that I tried very much in response to semester one coming into semester two that it turned out didn't work so well, and now I have a better sense of why that is. So in that medium-sized classics class in semester two, and this was a class of really engaged, you know, great students, I set up, instead of having live tutorials when we were in the lockdown, because again, with my childcare situation, I couldn't offer that, what I did was I set up tutorial discussion groups. And initially they were assigned to the buddy groups. And then what I found was that some buddy groups were really inactive. So then I reassigned them sort of to the whole cohort. But what I found was that the uptake of those discussion tutorials, in air quotes, was very patchy. And the students who did engage, engaged heaps, but there were a very small number of them. And what I was told when we came back to campus, and again, these really engaged, wonderful students were coming back to class and chatting with me about it. And the feedback was basically, you know, they weren't marked, they weren't assessed. And these are students who might have been having to make contributions to discussions that were being marked. And so, of course, they were prioritizing those. And then I realized that, of course, in semester one, when I had had discussion groups that had worked really well, sorry, discussion pages, I guess, that had worked well in Canvas, they had had a small mark attached. So I definitely think that in semester two, my attempt to kind of substitute a air quote tutorial just with discussion groups that weren't marked, I wouldn't say that was very successful, and I don't think it was very rewarding. And I think it was probably a bit frustrating for the students who did show up and did engage because there were so few other students doing it. So that's definitely given me a lot to think about in terms of if we go online again, whether in a planned way or whether in an emergency situation, I would definitely think beyond discussion boards as a substitute for tutorials. And as you say, in terms of facilitation, I didn't really have a sense of how to facilitate discussion boards as I would facilitate a tutorial. So I think that I definitely need to do a bit more learning and research about that. A couple of other things that I did just in terms of trying to create Manaakitanga when we did have live classes, and this was across, I guess, my two Latin classes in each semester and that medium-sized classics class when I was able to offer some live tutorials. Because, of course, then we were working from home, so we were still online, but my kids were back at daycare, so then I was able to offer some actual live classes. And I found the Zoom chat function really useful because I could say to students, look, if you have a question but you don't want to share it with the whole class, or if you have a comment, you can chat it to me privately, or you can chat it to another student privately and, you know, then bring it to my attention if you want. And I found that that was a reasonable substitute for being able to walk over to a student face-to-face on campus and just say, hey, I see you have a question, you know, how can I help? So I do find it hard when facilitating a class to be running the verbal stuff and the chat function. So that was an issue, but it was kind of good to have that option. And the other thing was just a really simple thing, which is that as much as I could, I would say just what I say when I'm on campus, which is, you know, unless I have a meeting to go to on campus straight away, I will just always say, you know, I'll stay behind after class and take your questions. Or if you just want to say hi, you know, just tell me how you're going, feel free. And what I found, especially in second semester with my Latin class, was that students were staying behind with questions that got more and more like questions with air quotes. And eventually, about half an hour after our class finished, I said to the four or five students who were left, you know, I'm really happy to chat, but do you guys actually have any questions? And they all just kind of looked at me and went, no, we just really like having the social contact. And that was really lovely. And it was nice to know that they were using that online platform kind of to get something.
That's one of the ways in which we encourage to think about facilitating discussions online, is to develop that social presence. So it's to warm up students, to make them feel they are part of that learning community and they can freely express themselves, and their opinions, their ideas will be treated with respect, and to kind of cater for diversity in that sense. So not everybody comes with kind of a refined thought in the live lectures, for example. So giving them that opportunity to kind of think things through, and maybe through chat window, or if they're not verbalizing their ideas, then maybe through the chat window, that's another way of kind of letting those students who are maybe quieter in class to have a voice. And also that social presence is really, really important to kind of then go to the next level of kind of cognitive presence, where they are then thinking a lot about content and the way they're learning and, you know, the ideas around the discipline, for example. So that's more the social aspect is done. They're feeling comfortable, they're all settled, and then they are feeling like, yes, if I ask a question, the teacher would not dismiss me and would not say, oh, you're not really learning. But they would be catering for the different needs because different students learn at different pace. So I guess, you know, asynchronous technologies do provide us that opportunity. But what you were saying around the high policy and also staying back and taking a step back and letting them learn from their peers, these are all good strategies that we could think about when using technologies. I just wanted to know, like, it's quite interesting that Whanaungatanga and Manaakitanga, we talked a lot about those two. The more advanced ideas or the more difficult maybe principles of ako, like Kotahitanga and Tuitui and others, they depended more on the peer learning and collaboration. I know that sometimes collaborative modes of learning do not go as well as we'd like them to because it's dependent on what how students kind of mediate technologies, but also how much they gel. As in a group, and you know, you don't want one person to be contributing everything and others just to piggyback. So that kind of equity in that sense